Back on Conversations with Carla, Princeton women's basketball off to a 9-1 start, 5 straight wins after Sunday's 72-55 victory over the Penn State Nittany Lions out of the Big Ten. And Carla, first off, welcome. And I know it's been a year of firsts. And before we dive into that victory over Penn State, you had your first Princeton Athletics holiday party last week. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, what a bash. It was a lot of fun. I had the whole family here. The kids, got to see Santa, Jumpy House, desserts.
You have like the adults half of it and then the kids half of it.
Yeah. I didn't get to stay too long. My assistants took care of that. I think they were here till it closed down. But it was fun. It was just great to see everybody across campus and other coaches that you don't get to see that much, when you're in the thick of your season. So it was great just to all be together and celebrate the holiday season.
72-55 Sunday over Penn State. Bella Allery and Carly Littlefield combining for 48 of your 72 points. I know you and Jerry have touched on this, but you have to feel pretty lucky to step into your first Division I head coaching job and have those two to build your team around.
Yeah, absolutely. So far, they've been really fun to coach, great leaders. But yeah, they're very talented. I think they work really well together. It's now in their third season doing that, and it's really enjoyable. They make each other better, and they make their teammates around them better. And they got off to I think Bella got off to a good start after being out for quite a while and had the hot hand, and we did a good job finding her. And then it just seemed like Carly kind of took over in that third quarter with some threes and just attacking the rim at all times.
And you were able to build up a fairly sizable lead early. Bella Allery only had to play 27 minutes, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 8 of 13 shooting. And then we told you about Carly Littlefield in 35 minutes, a career-high 25 points on 9 of 13 shooting. Couple of rebounds, 3 steals, 3 assists, just another day on the court for Carly Littlefield. I know you pride yourself on defense, and statistically, Princeton now 17th out of 348 teams nationally, allowing 53 points per game. Sunday against Penn State, Kamaria McDaniel comes in 40 points her last time out against Pitt. You hold her to 1-for-7 shooting. You had to be pretty happy with that performance.
Yeah, I think that was a focus of ours. We knew she was an explosive scorer, can really, score at all levels. And Carly did a really good job on her, and I think the whole team did. Anybody that switched out on her or, helped out at any point. I think that was a focal point, but I think we did a good job overall defensively. Still some breakdowns here and there that we just worked on in practice this morning. But I'm pleased with the effort on the defensive end at all times.
And then sort of quietly, your backup point guard, Maggie Connolly, 6 assists, 1 turnover. And Carly Littlefield, she plays 35 minutes, so Maggie Connolly not necessarily a true backup point guard and didn't necessarily get those minutes last year, but what does it do to your offense when you have Carly out there with Maggie and you have the ability to get Carly off ball a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's good for Carly to take the ball out of her hands for a little bit and to have her coming off screens instead of always having the ball in her hands, and having to bring it up every single possession. So I think Maggie takes that just that pressure off her a little bit. And Maggie's a really talented player and a playmaker and can also score at the rim. She's undersized, but she's got the heart of a tiger and she's not afraid. And it's great having the two of them out there. At the same time, two great, great ball handlers.
And now you hit the road, back-to-back games on the road in Missouri. Wednesday at Missouri, the Tigers 3-8, but they've gone to the NCAA tournament the last 4 years. And then St. Louis Billiken 7-3 out of the Atlantic 10. And before we get into that, you guys will get to go on the road and have a chance to stop off at Taylor Bauer's house, kind of a homecoming for her.
Yeah, and that's why we're headed out to Missouri to get out to see Taylor and her hometown. And really looking forward to you know, playing Missouri. Yeah, their record definitely does not speak to the kind of team they are, the players they have, the talent. Just can really score the ball in a lot of ways. You know, they have a couple really good freshmen, but also an experienced group. It's going to be a tough game and a lot of effort from our players to go out there and know that, you know, it's not just a fun trip. We're out there to win two games and to, you know, to look at Missouri first and then and head down back down to St. Louis to take on a really tough Billikens team too. So, you know, we'll have fun. We're going to go to the Bowers house and have some things planned in the city of St. Louis on Thursday. So looking forward to that. I heard it just snowed there. So, yeah, we're gonna bundle up. Who knew it's, you know, warmer in New Jersey, but yeah, looking forward to getting on the road and to take on two really, you know, high quality teams.
Has the travel been one of the bigger differences between your 17 years at Tufts and now your first year at Princeton? I know you were used to that travel as a player at UConn, yeah. But has that been a difference?
Not so much. You can ask me on Saturday night when I get home. You know, going out to St. Louis and then on Sunday going to D.C. to recruit. So, you know, that's a pretty big trip. But you know, it's not too bad. With Tufts, right? We wouldn't go on long road trips, but we were still on the road a bit. But this one will be a big one, gone for 5 days.
You talk about recruiting, and you come in here, and I know you probably spent your first couple of months just trying to get to know your current players and their personalities. And when you go on the road and you recruit, you meet not only the players but their families. How have you been doing trying to play catch-up, meeting the families and the people close to the players on your roster now?
Yeah, it's been great. I think I love selling Princeton, talking about the program and the team and just my philosophies, and it's been enjoyable. It's enjoyable to, you know, to talk about Princeton. You know, I think people really listen when you talk about Princeton. So really, really fun. I love getting out and recruiting and watching players and meeting them. You know, most of the time they're coming to our campus so we can meet them. When we're on the road, we're not really talking to them too much. So yeah, it's been fun getting to know everybody.
Well, two big ones this weekend in Missouri Wednesday night. That's December 18th. This Wednesday, that'll be an 8:00 Eastern, 7:00 tip off at Missouri, a team that has gone to four straight NCAA tournaments. And then Friday night at St. Louis against the Billikens. And again, that's an 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central tip off. And then Tigers back home in a couple weeks, Sunday, December 29th. You guys, a little bit of time away from Jadwin, but two more tough tests this week. And Coach, thanks for joining us as always. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
This has been Conversations with Carla as the Princeton women's basketball team gets set to head out to Missouri to take on Missouri and St. Louis. Jerry Price will be back next week, and we'll talk to you then.